1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Verse 24 again, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. One of the things I want you to notice from this lovely text is this. I saw many of you reading your Bible. Can you tell me the name of the man in that text? What name does it say? Interesting, isn't it? It just says who. Who? And yet I think if I started with the boys and girls right in the front row, I know it's not Sunday school, but if I started right here in the front row, you could tell me who it is, even though it doesn't say his name. Who? In fact, there's five references to him in these two verses we read, and it never mentions his name. Listen to it again. Who his own self? Bear our sins in his, that's number two, his own body. By whose stripes, that's number three, whose stripes we were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd. There he is again. And the bishop, the overseer of our souls. Peter references this man five times, but never tells us his name. In fact, you got to go back three verses to verse number 21, and you'll find his name. Christ. Christ, his own self. Bear our sins. You see, there was something so important that needed to be done as you were hearing about the problem of sin, that God could trust nobody but himself to do it. Now, this will kind of boggle your mind a little bit because God decided this before he even created us. The best way for you to understand that as children is this. You listen now. God is eternal. He's not in time. Time is just a little blip. Just a little blip in the eternality of God. And because you and I don't understand God, God is so big that he knew if there was a time when he created man, he was going to have to pay for man's sin. He knew that before he made us. And he still made us. And he knew all along, I'm going to pay the price for creating them, for making them, for giving them a choice. And such was the work that would need to be done to make his creatures, to make you and I right with him. He knew before he made you, I'm going to have to give myself. And he still made you. And he still made me. It didn't come to him as a surprise that you sin. He knew before you were created that you would sin. Knows all about you. He knew before you were born. And he still gave himself. Who? His own self. That was a choice that God made so that you and I could be saved. And he did it. But I made you jump back to verse 21 where it tells us that his name is Christ. That's the sent one from heaven. That's God's beloved Son. You remember there was a day when the Lord Jesus told Peter he was going to be crucified, and Peter, being shocked by that, said, "No, Lord, that'll never happen." And the Lord said, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou savorest not the things that be of God." In Peter's mind, and in everybody's mind, Christ could not die. He had a protection. In Ephesians chapter 6, believers know this, you read of the armor of God. That's an armor that every believer can put on and be protected against all the wiles of Satan. Now, I want you to think about Christ. He had an armor like nobody else. Remember one day they took him to the brow of a hill and they went to push him over the hill? And they couldn't touch him. Couldn't do it. Another day, they were that angry, they picked up stones and they went, and they couldn't do it. Why not? Because it was Christ. And he said this, "No man takes my life from me. I lay it down to myself." And so when it tells us who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, he took off that armor. No protection now. And the Christ of God could actually die an awful death, a death for sin, a wicked sinner's death. That's the death of Christ. The hymn writer got it right when he wrote those words, "In my place condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a Savior." He took the sinner's place. What did we read here? Who his own self bare our sin in his own body on the tree. What an awful thing. Yet what a wonderful thing. His own self. His own body. There was never a body like it before. Not a one. Born of a virgin. He came from above. Came through the womb of that woman. And yet, he was always God's beloved Son. Now he took upon him flesh that in this body he could bear your sin and my sin. And that's exactly what he did. Who his own self bare our sin in his own body. There was never a body like that. You see, you don't realize it, but coursing right through your entire body is sin. It's right in your blood. You were born with it. It's a sinful nature. And it just, in the words of the Lord Jesus, he says, a good tree brings forth good fruit, and an evil tree brings forth evil fruit. You know what that means? The sap that's in that evil tree can only produce evil fruit. Can I tell you, the sap that's in your body can only produce sin? That's all it can do. But in him is no sin. What a body. No sin in him. Absolutely perfect. Never man looked on a sinless man like people looked on Christ. That's why they said they were amazed. They never seen it in this fashion. No, they never did. Nobody has ever seen one without sin until Christ came. And yet here's the wonder of it. Don't miss this, those you young people that are not saved. Don't miss this. That perfect man took your sin and mine on himself. I've told this before, but I remember one time, just a little boy, we were told to go to bed. And it was late at night, and there was company downstairs, and we didn't want to go to bed. And there were four of us boys sleeping in one bedroom, two twin beds and a set of bunk beds in one bedroom. And I was the oldest of the four boys. And we were talking. And my dad said, "Boys, that's enough." And we kept it up. "Boys," I said, "that's enough." From downstairs now. And we knew there was company down there. He won't do anything. And we kept talking. And he said, "Boys, if I hear one more peep, and my brother, who's not here to defend himself, said, peep." And I don't know how my dad got into that room so fast. But one moment he was downstairs, the next moment he was hauling me out of bed. And I got the belt. And all the while I was trying to tell him, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. Now listen, I grew up in an age when you got spanked for doing wrong things. And I got spanked before. I can't even remember the other spankings. I never forgot that one. You know why? It wasn't me. I took the spanking for my brother. And he got free. And my dad left and went downstairs. And I looked over at him. And I said, "You owe me big time." The Lord Jesus doesn't say you owe him anything. He took the cross for you. Did you ever thank him? Has it ever crossed out of your lips? Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for me, for bearing my sin in your own body on the tree. You owe him that. Who his own self bear our sin in his own body on the tree. But not only is there a blessed person in this text, there's something big in this text. It's probably one of the smallest words, but it's the biggest problem. And you've heard about it tonight. Sin. Our sin. Our sin. It's ruined our lives. We like to blame somebody else, but it's our sin. It's broken our homes. It's separated us from God, our sin. It's closed heaven for us, and it's opened the doors to hell. Our sin did that. And yet he bare in his own body our sin. Did you ever realize it was just for you? It was your sin? You see, there's a lovely picture in this text. You got to go back to the Old Testament, but it's there because it says, who his own self bare our sins. That means bear them away, took them away, put them on himself, went away to the cross and died for those sins on the cross. There's a lovely picture from the Old Testament of the scapegoat. And it was a wonderful thing. All the people, way more than what's gathered here tonight, would gather together on one great day of atonement. They would all come, and the high priest would stand in front of them. And he says, I'm going to start right here in the front row with these children. Tell me your sins. Name me one. Lying. He'd put his hands on this goat, and he'd say, lying. Tell me another one. Stealing. Stealing. Tell me another one. Cheating. And he pushed down on the head of that goat. And I don't know how long that went on for, but it says he got all the sins from all the people, and he pushed them all onto the head of that goat. One, two, all afternoon, until that poor goat had his head pushed almost to the ground. And then he gave a rope tied around the neck of that goat to a man, and he said, now take him away. You know what the goat was doing? He was bearing away the sins of the people. And all those people would stand and they'd watch. They'd watch the goat go, till he disappeared. And they'd look at each other and they'd say, they're gone. They're gone. He took them away. Now, it was just a picture. The priest never had any sins in his hands. And when he pushed his hands on the head of the goat, nothing ever went to the goat. And the goat stooped under the weight of that. But when the priest took his hands off, the goat walked away. But God said, I don't want you to forget this picture, because there's a day coming when my own son, who his own self, will bear our sins. Not from the hand of a priest, but from the hand of God. And God, who knew every one of our sins, here's how the Bible says it, the Lord God Jehovah laid on him the sin of us all. What an awful thing. If you think that little goat was bowed down under that load of sin, that imaginary load of sin, just imagine what the Lord Jesus felt on the cross when God put all our sins on him. He cried. Strong crying, the Bible says. Such was the load of sin. Such was the awfulness. My God! My God, why? Why hast thou forsaken me? It wasn't that he didn't know why. He knew why. Because he was bearing our sins in his own body on the tree. That's what this text tells us. I'm going to quit now. But I just want you to notice this one place in the text. The tree. Do you know where that tree was? At a place called Calvary. That's the tree. Calvary's tree. It was a cross made out of a tree. And it was on that hill, Calvary, Skull Hill, they call it, that the Lord Jesus did what you could never do. He removed our sins. He paid the price in full. What a place. No place like it. There's one place on this earth where you can get to Christ. You could get there tonight if you come by faith to Calvary. if you come to him, to the tree. It was a place of sin bearing. I hope I made that clear. That's what he was doing on that tree. He was bearing sin, our sin. What a place. Calvary. Calvary's tree. It was a place of substitution, wasn't it? Calvary's tree. You should have been there. You still should be there. And so should I. If God gave us what we deserved tonight, every single person in this tent, if God gave us what we deserve to die for our sins. But he took our place. It was a place of substitution. What a place. Can't you see what Peter's writing here? Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we who are alive should be dead to sin. Turn our back against it. Turn to Christ, the one who saved us from our sins. He's writing this to believers. But then he says, return now to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Every one of you, have you returned? Have you ever turned from your sin to Christ? He's done the work. He's finished it. It'll never be repeated. He's not going to die again tonight for you if you get saved. He did it. It's done. It's complete. He just wants you to believe him. Trust his word. Take him at his word. Understanding that when he died on that cross, he took away my sin and I go free. You know, that's one of the hidden things I was enjoying this week in the scriptures. It's one of those treasures that I do absolutely nothing. I have been saved for 53 years now, and I still want to do something about my salvation. You know that? Come on, I'm being honest tonight. I would still like to do something about it. It's in me. And it's in you. We want to do something. And I constantly have to bring myself back to what God says. He did it for me. I do nothing. I never can. I never will. He has done it all. Who his own self bare our sin in his own body on the tree. Just take him at his word. And it's true. He did it. Let's pray. Our Father, we ask thy blessing upon thy word. We thank thee that there is salvation to be found alone in Christ. For we were hearing tonight so clearly, neither is there salvation in any other. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We pray, Lord, that even tonight, some young person or older one in our hearing would turn to the Savior and be saved. Part us with thy blessing. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.